changed the pasture and cows basically when us kids grew up and left home.
Oh, okay.
He left. Before that, he raised potatoes and beets.
Okay.
And he always had cows. He had probably around 6 or 7 cows. And then when he couldn't run out of the help to thin and weed and irrigate, and I'm sure he slowed down too to some extent, he quit raising the beets and potatoes and the corn and so forth.
Okay.
There's that big pasture just to the east of the house. We raised beets in it the whole time, and there was from the ditch going up to the next place, we raised potatoes in for many years. And he had that big potato cellar,
mm-hmm.
and we'd pick the potatoes and haul them down and store them down there, and then we had
haul them out in January and February. His dairy herd grew a little bit as he quit farming with beets, and he did, the dairy farm grew a little better, or bigger.
Oh, yeah.
His dairy herd in that. Yeah, and he built the new barn and
was about 15,
went into that a little bit more.
Or 15 maybe 20 cows at one time when he built the Grade A barn.
And okay. He also was working at the sugar factory, and then he started working at the school district as time went on to bring in income. But that was...
Yeah. He always worked hard.
He did.
So about... All right, so when you were growing up as a young boy, then he had the beets and potatoes and that.
Yeah, I would say up until the everyone graduated in 1948, and he went on to college after that. And after that, he was pretty well gone from mm-hmm. the farm. And so I'd say around 50, he'd pretty well gone out of the potato and beets and that kind
about
of thing.
About 1950?
Yeah, I'd say about then.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I can remember Erwin and I go out topping beets in the field just east of the house, and then they always saved the beet tops. You'd rake them up, and then you'd stack them on a pile, and then in the wintertime, we'd go out with the wagon, and usually the manure spreader, and load them up, scoop out of these piles, and load them on, and take them in and feed the cows and the beef, and give that additional feed.
Uh-huh.
With the beet top leaves.